Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, the weather remains warm and clear, with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, while Eilut sees slightly higher temperatures. A pleasant evening is expected across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, 2 hours ago, Palestinian sources have disclosed that an Arab state issued a rare warning to Hamas ahead of the elections, as Netanyahu's strategies come under scrutiny. Also, Ynet reports from 3 hours ago that the Arab world is closely watching former IDF chief Eisenkot, questioning if Netanyahu's era might be drawing to a close. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that earlier today, the IDF confirmed a strike on a Gaza hospital compound, resulting in the death of a Hamas commander involved in attacks against Israeli forces. Separately, I-24 News noted 7 hours ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu publicly condemned settlers for escalating violence in the West Bank. And finally, the Forward highlights that 6 months into the Iran war, the West faces a renewed opportunity for strategic reassessment. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the U.S. House, condemned anti-Semitic remarks by Hassan Piker on CNN. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, shared an opinion earlier today critiquing great powers for overestimating their capabilities while underestimating adversaries, drawing parallels with Putin's actions in Ukraine. Belaz News reported earlier that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats following the Dutch parliament's decision to ban trade in products from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's political maneuvers. According to Israel Hayom, an Arab state has issued a stark warning to Hamas, urging caution in the lead-up to the elections. This revelation comes as Netanyahu's political strategies face mounting scrutiny, with implications for regional alliances and stability. Turning to the Arab world's attention on Eisenkot, as reported by Ynet, the former IDF chief's growing popularity raises questions about Netanyahu's future. With his Moroccan roots and personal losses in Gaza, Eisenkot's story resonates widely, suggesting a potential shift in Israeli leadership dynamics. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel provides details on the IDF strike in Gaza, which killed a Hamas commander earlier today. This commander was reportedly advancing operations against Israeli civilians and troops. The strike underscores the ongoing volatility in Gaza, affecting both military and humanitarian conditions. On the diplomatic front, the condemnation of settler violence by Netanyahu, noted by I-24 News, underscores the rising tensions in the West Bank. This public rebuke indicates a possible shift in the Israeli government's stance, potentially impacting future settlement policies. And finally, from the Forward, the West's strategic reassessment comes 6 months into the Iran war. With initial Israeli military successes, the region faces renewed geopolitical challenges, prompting a re-evaluation of diplomatic and military strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Checkpoint is entering a new phase of the digital arms race, highlighting the importance of understanding cyber threats from an attacker's perspective. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that the crisis at Bank Hapoalim deepens as employees responsible for computing infrastructure strike, disrupting bank services. And finally, Ynet Business reveals how Qatari funds have significantly increased their flow to an Israeli nonprofit via a London charity, with the financial trail leading back to Doha. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.